It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. He's Greg Pickle. We are looking again at Penn State's 2019 roster, making our way down through our player profile series. We are right in the middle. Got three defenders here. We're going to do another three more. Also all defenders. So it's the all defense week for our player breakdown. The idea here is to figure out what their roles are going to be in 2019, figure out what their futures hold for guys who are going to be back beyond the 2019 season, and look back at their recruitment a little bit and just look at where they came from to reach this point. So this is an interesting group that we got here, Greg. It starts with the middle linebacker, Jan Johnson, who, you know, going back to his time at Governor Mifflin, he was a two-time state champion wrestler, a very good football player who, you know, his physical skills didn't wow people. So he didn't, I think he left as maybe a two-star who came to Penn State to both, you know, to try to wrestle. He ended up being pulled into double duty as a wrestler on Cale Sanderson's team when they had an injury at heavyweight. So he wrestled heavyweight and was really just a punching bag at heavyweight, all things considered. But
national title winning punching bag, or a member of a national title winning team punching bag anyway.
Yeah. So then he returns really full duty to the Penn State football team. And I don't think he came out of nowhere, Greg, but he was a stabilizing force last year that you wouldn't have really anticipated. Kind of like Brandon Smith a couple years ago as a walk-on who played a big role in the middle. So that's something that's starting to unfold for Penn State, is that they've made use of their walk-ons in the middle of their defense. And Jan Johnson is another good example of that. We'll see. You know, one of the things to watch with him, I think, is he an every week starter, and is he going to hold off Ellis Brooks? Is he going to be a guy who plays a large percentage of snaps, or is it going to be a relatively small percentage of snaps for starters? That middle linebacker spot is one to watch.
It definitely is, and it's one of the more fascinating spots on the field for Penn State, just because they have so many options. They have the veteran who I think could maybe lose some reps to the younger guys, but it's not necessarily clear that the younger guys are ready for a bigger role. You know, I think we all like what we saw and heard about Ellis Brooks and Jesse Luceda. Dustin, does that mean that they're ready to overtake Jan Johnson for the starting job and or a starting amount of reps, kind of like what Parsons did as Coa Farmer's backup a year ago? I don't know. Honestly, I don't. I mean, I think these guys have developed nicely, but I think there's also a lot of people who underrate Jan Johnson's abilities and what he's able to do, especially against the run. And I know he had some tough times last year, but I think he had some good ones that a lot of people forget about as well. So they should be A-okay there at that spot, whether it's him or somebody else. But you just have to continue to be impressed by how much of a leader he is and how willing he is to do just a little bit of everything, including, like we mentioned, go wrestle for Cale Sanderson's team at a time of need.
How would you rate his debut as a full-time, you know, contributor last year? I thought he was pretty good. I think, you know, I would equate it at middle linebacker to the shortstop who makes every routine play in baseball, but isn't really one to make that diving stop, isn't really one to make the spectacular play. But that's one of the spots in the field where if you're going to do that, if you're going to be 100%, if you're going to take the right angles most of the time, if you're going to make the right reads and get guys lined up, I mean, if you're able to do all that stuff, you don't have to be a spectacular athlete in order to make a good contribution. I think that to me is where Jan Johnson felt last year.
I think that's a perfect way to put it. You know, he's not going to climb the wall and scale a home run. He's not going to shoot a three from midcourt and have it go in. But you look for a consistent, reliable guy who's going to score points for you if we're making the basketball comparison, or be a reliable fielder up the middle for you if we're making the baseball comparison. That's Jan Johnson. You know, he's not going to run a 4-4 or a 4-5. He's not going to, you know, make a leaping play over the middle or anything like that. But he is going to be there. He's going to be solid. And more importantly, Dustin, he's not going to make mistakes lining up your defense. I think that's a key role that we've seen Penn State try and shift some of that responsibility to Micah Parsons, and with good reason. But I think that Jan is a really good check and balance for him and all those young guys, especially now with Nick Scott gone, who is capable of doing that as well.
And then what do you think? I know this is all part of the Jan Johnson conversation, but Ellis Brooks, I think you saw enough in the second half of last season to start to get excited about where you think his career can go. But in order to go there, he's got to demonstrate a certain level of acumen to really bump. He's got to step in and take snaps away from Jan Johnson. The question obviously is he up to that task?
Right.
Is he up to that challenge? It's going to be hard to do considering the reliability of Jan Johnson and the amount of trust that coaches have in him in that middle linebacker spot.
Definitely. And he's a guy that's just kind of, again, proven it over and over again that he's capable of not just taking the next step, but taking on some responsibility that, again, maybe would be otherwise saved for other players.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're on quarter number two here. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Special deal for this month of June. There's still a good amount of time to cash in on it from GoPSURV.com for both the home opener against Idaho and the second game of the season against Buffalo. They're running a special offer through the end of June. You buy one RV, you get a second one free for the same game. You get twice the family, twice the friends, twice the fun, a nice long weekend of tailgating both there and outside Beaver Stadium, the best of both worlds. You get a shuttle back and forth, so you don't ever really have to stop. In addition to the buy one, get one free deal, they're also, as usual, 409 Tailgate Club will have a free meal for everyone in your party. The deal is good through the end of June, especially good for Father's Day, which is coming up in a hurry. You can go to gopsurv.com or reach out to Mark directly at 1-800-519-8467 to learn more about that offer and what they're offering for the 2019 season as well. Next player up on our list is Lamont Wade, who, you know, we've said quite a bit about Lamont, really since he arrived, but certainly since he explored his transfer options and ultimately ended up coming back to Penn State. Started his career at cornerback, moved to safety. We have seen on a handful of occasions that transition shouldn't be taken for granted, even if at some point in time you were considered either a high four-star or a five-star recruit from the state of Pennsylvania. A lot of people are ready to call Lamont a disappointment. Or maybe if they're not saying it, they're feeling disappointed by what he's shown so far. But he's a good example of maybe sticking with it and making that transition to safety. He's got a shot to make a big impact this season. But in order to do that, assuming that Garrett Taylor is your presumed starter at one safety spot, there's Jonathan Sutherland and Jaquan Brisker also in the mix here. Lamont Wade is going to have to work. He's going to have to earn whatever the lion's share of snaps is, a majority of snaps. I would think, at least to start the year, Lamont is going to be the guy who my guess would be start and play a majority of snaps. But if Jonathan Sutherland steps in and he earns more time, or if Jaquan Brisker hits the field running right away, anything could happen at these safety spots.
Yeah, there's no question. Penn State has so many talented guys that'll fight for that job. We know Jaquan Brisker will be in the mix. Obviously, Garrett Taylor, we assume, is going to start and retain his starting spot from a year ago. But Lamont Wade will fight for time. Jonathan Sutherland will fight for time. You know, this is not going to be an easy job by any means for any of those guys to win. And I guess the question really becomes, are they going to rotate guys back there, or are they going to just stick with one guy and make him, you know, the majority time starter and player versus maybe mixing it up among a couple guys? So we'll see. But for Lamont, obviously very high impactful high school player and came to Penn State with a lot of hope. This is sort of his Shane Simmons year where, you know, Lamont, I think most people thought Shane Simmons would figure it out last year. Now it looks more like this year will be the case. I think a lot of people thought last year Lamont Wade would really figure it out, and now this year it seems to be the case. So he's definitely going to make a move. I got to be honest, I thought that we'd be talking more about Jonathan Sutherland coming out of spring practice as a likely starter, but Dustin, it looks to me like it's going to be Lamont Wade.
But at the same time, we just haven't gotten a lot of clues
right
about that. You've just gotten, you know, everything's going to be a competition. We know that. That's been said a bunch. I don't think we can read between the lines and say for sure where Franklin would be leaning at this point in time. I think in this case, they've got multiple candidates, and I think all are pretty deserving of it. I don't think this is a situation where – You can't name a favorite to start because you don't have any good players. I think they've got several good options there. And in some way or another, Taylor, Brisker, Wade, and Sutherland are going to be a four-man rotation back there. You've got John Patrician. You've got Tyler Rudolph, who
they have John Patrician. I forgot about that.
Yes. Yeah,
good point.
You got Tyler Rudolph, who I think there's some hope that he could make a contribution if they needed him to, but I think in an ideal world, you're going to redshirt him and let him build up his strength a little bit, build up his ability to read and diagnose at a high level back there at safety. I think they wouldn't want to rush him if they don't need to, and I don't think they're going to need to outside of at least – one or two major injuries. I think what you are expecting to see at safety is what you're going to see in some combination or another. What those roles are within that combination is still very much up for grabs, and it will be all the way through training camp, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, these guys are going to have to battle it out really from start to finish, and it's going to be a really interesting August at a number of positions, and this is certainly probably one of the ones that will be watched closest.
One last name to get to before we move on to the next batch, Jesse Luketa, who is a true sophomore linebacker. I think there's an opportunity for Jesse to be very, very good, I think, as soon as the 2019 season. But there's also a crowded depth chart here, too. So projecting what exactly his role will be, where he will see most of his reps, because I think he's a pretty rare guy in that he's able to play multiple spots, linebacker spots at a high level. He was also noteworthy last season because he burnt his red shirt by playing primarily on special teams. And you wonder if that is a trendsetter or if he was so good in that role that Penn State felt like they needed to use him. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in year two, considering the unique way that year one unfolded.
Yeah, I have a bit of a tough time trying to dial in Jesse Luketa's playing time this year, just because we know that he's going to make an impact and we know that he's going to be on the field. But is it just going to be special teams again, or does he rise up and steal away some of those linebacker reps? It's honestly hard to say. I think you could make a case for both. He's obviously contributing a lot in terms of the spring practices and how he was able to work into the mix there. But to me, Dustin, he's probably more of a rotational guy at this point, maybe a deeper rotational guy, and I think you're going to see a lot of his work come on special teams again this year.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. That linebacker group is interesting, and it's deep, and it's talented, and everything is going to have to be earned. Jesse Luketa, I think, is going to be a multi-year starter. The question is, will 2019 be one of those years? We're going to take a quick break and come back with three more defenders to know for 2019. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.